This recording, Afghanistan 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas and Honor of Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, there's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working a daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square up near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in a mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleeted jacket, picked her skirt up, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman waiting for her with a ghost waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you could only expect it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, and so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itch goes become beginning of struts around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanctified mess. The ghost woman, Mary Harrison, kept calling Karma Karma, which Sarah thought there was an old choice for a name. Karma was a strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she should try gently stroking the ghost lower back with a palm, then singing tunes to her. Finally, she administrated either her off first word, not fill it. In no time, the ghost began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the ghost, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah comforted the vet at the diagnostic. Almost immediately, she reimbursed an official treatment that required her to measure it out of medicines. Sarah warned that the course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times cost of the penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mr. Harrison's, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Born in Afghanistan, the city of Kandahar. I'm 51 years old. The major biggest holidays that actually I remembered was being raised and born in Afghanistan was religion holidays. We get it two times a year, and the first one is actually after Ramadan, which is a 1 month fasting. After the Ramadan is over, we celebrate it for 3 days, and mostly actually like Christmas, but you go to see friends and families. For kids, actually, it's a lot of fun because you get to go see friends and families and get candies and, you know, money. And then the second one is actually the same one after 2 months after the first religion holiday, which that one is actually with everybody goes to Makkah, and the religious starts after 3 days celebrations.